rock and roll and drift away.
Thinking Mike Woodruff. Hello.
Hi, Misty.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What brings the call?
I have my first loose tooth.
Your first loose tooth?
Yeah.
How old are you?
7.
I remember those days well. What are your thoughts about that tooth?
What?
Your thoughts. What are they when it comes to that tooth? Are you going to be sorry?
My thoughts?
Your thoughts. Are you going to be sorry to see it go?
I'm worried if I pull on it. Because it hurts.
Well, don't pull on it then. It'll come out naturally. You don't need to pull on it. It'll come out all by itself, you know.
I know, but I'm trying to pull out.
Well, it hurts when you do that. Right?
Yeah.
So don't do that. Okay? Why cause yourself unnecessary pain when it's going to come out anyway? Probably tomorrow, if not the next day. You know what people used to do years ago?
What?
They'd tie strings to their teeth, and then the other end they'd tie to a doorknob. And then they'd have someone slam that door, and it would rip the tooth right out of their mouths. There's always
maybe
that.
Maybe I can do that.
Well, let me ask you something. You're 7 years old. I'm sure you're a brave son of a gun, but are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
Really? My kingdom for a string. I'd videotape it and put it up at citypages.com. So, is the gap going to be noticeable when the tooth is gone? Will you look kind of...
Yeah.
You'll look kind of funny when you smile?
Kind of.
Yeah. What do you want to do with the rest of your life?
I don't know.
What about becoming a Trappist monk?
What?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to be?
A policeman.
That's novel. What is it about being a cop that excites you?
Shooting people.
That does sound fun, whether they have a gun or not.
I'll buy a gun.
No, you'll have one. Of course you will. Mm-hmm. Well, what's your old man do for a living?
Don't know.
You have no idea. You have no idea what your father does?
Nope.
Your mother?
Nope.
Is it quite possible that they're losers?
Yep.
I figured as much. Well, I appreciate your call, and I've enjoyed our time together.
Do you want to talk to my brother?
Oh, I see. There's the cool one. Yeah, sure.
Hand the phone to him. Bye.
Bye now.
Hi.
Hi, how old are you?
8.
Boy, Irish twins. So, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Video game designer.
You know, you might barely get into that. Just get started and find your brother blowing your head off with a pistol.
No.
Yeah, he wants to be a cop and kill people. Who do you think he's going to kill the first time he has a chance? The same kid he's been fighting with for years.
Me?
Yeah. So what you got to do is invent something a little more powerful than a video game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something that's sort of the equivalent of a Star Wars defense shield. Maybe the bullet can bounce off the shield and ricochet back his way, taking him out. Are you familiar with the term fratricide?
No.
Could be the name of your game. Well, do you know what your dad does for a living?
Retirement job.
Retirement?
Help people retire.
He helps people retire?
Yeah.
With a gun?
No.
Have you seen anybody he's worked with after they've quote-unquote retired?
No.
Say no more. Your brother called your parents losers. Is it possible he's right?
Yeah.
I was afraid of that. You have any adult supervision? And you have any adult supervision in your life right now at all?
Yes.
Who?
Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad are aware of this phone call.
Downstairs.
Listening?
Yeah, on the computer.
Well, this is going to be the last call they let you kids make. Yeah. Well, what are your names, you and your brother? What are your names?
Zach and Gabe.
You're Zach, the other's Gabe?
I'm Gabe, he's Zach.
All right. Gabe and Zach, 7 and 8, sons of losers. Thank you for your time.
Bye.
You have a good day.